This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Arunachal East MP Tapir Gao raised the issue of mobile connectivity in Vijayanagar, a remote border area near the India-Myanmar frontier, before Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya. The Union Minister acknowledged the concern and said the centre is committed to strengthening connectivity in frontier villages, describing Vijayanagar as the first village of India. Mr. Sindhya said challenges such as right-of-way and environmental clearances will be addressed in coordination with the Arunachal Pradesh government and assured joint discussions with the Chief Minister and MP to work out a sustainable solution. The 22nd National Mountain Terrain Biking Championship kick-started at Roing, Lower Dibang Valley District of Arunachal Pradesh from today. It brought together top cyclists from across the country, making it one of the largest cycling events ever held in the region. The championship will go till 15th of this month. The event is organized by Arunachal Cycling Association and the Cycling Federation of India. Muthu Mitty, president of the Arunachal Cycling Association and advisor to the Minister of Home and Education, emphasized the role of national-level events in boosting youth participation and strengthening sports infrastructure. The championship attracted sports enthusiasts and visitors while boosting awareness about mountain biking and encouraging greater youth participation. Nagaland Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjem Imna Along, also attended the inaugural ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil the name of the building complex Seva Tirth in the national capital tomorrow. The Prime Minister will thereafter formally inaugurate Seva Tirth and Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 and also address a public program at Seva Tirth in the evening. Seva Tirth houses the Prime Minister's office, the National Security Council Secretariat and the Cabinet Secretariat, all of which were previously located across different locations. The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in Parliament on the 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, BJP leader Madan Rathore said that India's economy has become the fourth largest economy in the world. He said that in the mobile manufacturing sector, India has now become the world's second largest mobile phone producer. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the International Industrial Relations Code 2020. The amendment seeks to avoid any future unwarranted complication over the continuity of three laws, which was replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. These are the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946, and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947 relating to trade unions, industrial employment, and industrial disputes. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said the government is actively strengthening the integration of artificial intelligence, AI, in the education sector, addressing the Bharat Bodhan AI Conclave 2026 in the national capital. The minister said that AI will be incorporated into India's education framework from class 3 through advanced research levels, not only as a subject of study, but also as a research theme, a model innovation, and a community. Strategy. Minister of State for Labour and Employment Sobha Karand Laje has said that over 1.6 lakh new subscribers have been added to the Employees Provident Fund organisation in Jammu and Kashmir over the past 2 years. Replying in the Rajya Sabha during question hour on the issue of unemployment in Jammu and Kashmir, the minister further informed that in Jammu and Kashmir alone, over 3.5 lakh people have received loans worth more than 4,000 crore rupees under the credit guarantee scheme. Polling for the 13th National Parliamentary Election and simultaneous referendum in Bangladesh was conducted today amid tight security. Alongside electing a new government, voters are deciding on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter, though critics say combining multiple reforms into a single yes or no question limits over voter choice. Meanwhile, tight security arrangements were met in the entire Bangladesh border adjoining districts of West Bengal in view of the general election. In FIH Pro League men's hockey, Harmanpreet Singh led Indian team will take on Argentina in Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium, Odisha today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.